Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, we are digging out from a bit of snow and slush that left behind yesterday.
I'm going to try to stay home, stay off the roads.
Yeah, that's the big question this morning is what will the roads be like?
KRLD, we've got those answers for you. The latest on road travel, our updated news and weather conditions as well.
And we are so happy you are with us this morning on the radio or from your home or on your smart speaker on the Odyssey app. Starting our team coverage this morning is KRLD meteorologist Tom Hale with the latest look at our forecast. Tom, how's it looking?
Well, you know, optimistically, they dropped the warning, but now it is an advisory. The only real difference here is that the snow isn't here, and we got flurries, and we've got ice to be looking at shortly.
Thank you so much. And we turn now to KRLD's Georgia Alfredes, who continues our team coverage, joining us live in Frisco. And she knows all too well about how treacherous these conditions can be. Georgia, how's it going out there for you?
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But, you know, I see that people are now starting to slow down on these secondary streets. Getting out of your neighborhood, again, is going to be the hardest part. But once, you know, people start getting out, then it will be easier. You know, I spoke to Highway Patrol Officer Noah Ochoa. He's patrolling the tollway this morning, and he says overconfidence is the thing that causes accidents.
A lot of people see the trucks out there, they build confidence because they think the roads are being worked on, which they are, but you still see a lot of people traveling at an unsafe speed, and with that comes crashes.
George Alfredes, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Texas Department of Transportation is working around the clock to keep roads passable during the winter weather.
We will not end our operation until that threat is over, so we'll be keeping a close eye on it.
Michael Peters with TxDOT in Fort Worth says they have dozens of snow plows in their district, and their main focus will be bridges and overpasses where snow or ice can accumulate.
And ahead of the Cotton Bowl tonight, Arlington police ramping up their presence a bit. That's in light of the recent terror attack in New Orleans.
It has only been 10 days since the New Year's Day attack on Bourbon Street, and while the city of Arlington often hosts big events, New Orleans certainly does too. So police want to reassure Cotton Bowl fans that they have gone over their security plan and decided on some enhancements. With an event history including a World Series, a PBR World Finals, and a number of concerts, Arlington police say they're always making adjustments to improve crowd safety. They also plan to debrief once the Cotton Bowl is over to discuss what worked with tonight's security approach and what might need some tweaking ahead of the city's next big event. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And turning to other news, if all goes well in the Cotton Bowl, we know who the Longhorns will be facing.
And that's out of bounds and ends the game. Notre Dame has won the Orange Bowl, and Marcus Freeman is taking them to the championship game.
The call on ESPN, and the Irish are heading to the national championship after their 27-24 defeat of the 6th-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions via a late go-ahead field goal set up by a crucial interception. For the Longhorns, they have their date with the Ohio State Buckeyes this evening, and you can listen to all the Cotton Bowl action beginning with pregame at 5:30 right here on the home of the Longhorns, News Radio 1080 KRLD. And from the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
All right, quick roundtable here. I had no problems getting in traffic this morning, driving in from downtown. Do you guys have any problems?
No. I think my biggest worry was getting out of my garage and down my drive. I just didn't want to end up in my neighbor's yard.
Yeah. I get that.
Across the alley.
John, any problems?
No. I thought it was good. No, coming in from the hotel. So I'm just about 2.5 miles down the down the road here.
Tom?
But I would have been a better interview had I had to come in from Trophy Club. I apologize.
Oh, sure.
Tom, you came in last night.
I came in last night, and it was raining. And a lot of people were going high speeds because they figured they'd dodge the bullet, but I just knew those glossy roads are going to freeze up as they are doing right now.
And Tom, you were telling us that it's going to be a different story here in just a few hours.
By 9 o'clock, any snow or any freezing rain is going to be out of here. It's only a 20% chance right now. And as we go through the day, we're not going to warm up much. And that's because we're going to be cloudy through most of the day. So high temperatures are going to get up to the mid 30s, but with winds from the northwest at 15 to 25 miles an hour, the wind chill is going to make it feel like the mid 20s all day long.
But the ice doesn't care about the wind chill. It just cares about the temperature. Right?
Well, that's exactly right. And it cares about the temperature of the surface it's sitting on.
Right.
So if it's a bridge or an overpass and there's wind blowing under it and over it, and that's freezing, then it's going to freeze on that. Mm-hmm. Like your car. If your car is cold and it doesn't hold heat, it's going to freeze on the window, the roof, and so forth. In this case, the secondary roads actually turn out to be the better roads for you to travel, because at least the ground underneath that asphalt is probably about 34 degrees.
That's a good point. News Radio 1080 KRLD. We are the station in DFW for market and business updates.
Firefighters are making some progress on controlling several blazes that have scorched Los Angeles as the toll of devastation continued to rise, with entire neighborhoods reduced to ash. The Associated Press reported that the death toll had climbed to at least 10. About 180,000 residents have been forced to flee. The estimated potential economic losses from the deadly L.A. area wildfires have soared. AccuWeather now estimates those losses could reach between $135 billion and $150 billion. Jobs are in focus for Wall Street this morning. The December report will be released an hour before the opening bell. Economists are expecting an increase of 165,000 jobs, with the unemployment rate to stay at 4.2%. Such figures would support the Fed's intent to shift the focus back to inflation and hit the pause button on interest rate cuts. No trading on Wall Street yesterday, as a national day of mourning was held for former President Jimmy Carter. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
A lawsuit against TikTok? They continue to pile up. Latest from Texas claims it deceptively promotes its app as safe for kids. We get details from KRLD's Chris Fox.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says TikTok actively worked to deceive parents and lure children under their app despite the presence of an overwhelming amount of profane and illicit material. Texas is asking for civil penalties of $10,000 per violation. The lawsuit comes just months after the state last sued TikTok for sharing minors' personal data, a state violation. TikTok strongly disagrees. Agreed with that, saying in a statement that it offers robust safeguards for teens and parents.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And turning back to this winter weather, you can say this for today's workforce. Many have figured out how to work around a snowstorm with both schools and daycares closed. Anna real estate agent Skylar McKinley did what she learned during the pandemic. She just worked from home.
Wherever you have internet access, wherever you have a phone, wherever you have a computer, you're out in the field, you're working from restaurants, you know, you're working on vacation. It doesn't stop.
So she did her work in the morning, then played in the snow with her children in the afternoon. That sounds like fun.
It does. That's awesome. Well, also, most freeways might just be wet this morning during the commute, but you might have problems just getting to them. NBC5 spoke to Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins.
Because we've done a lot of brining and work on those roads through TxDOT. Now, when you get out to neighborhoods like we're in now, there's not the capacity to be able to brine those roads, and so it can be very slick. So a lot of the problems that people are having is getting in and out of their own neighborhood.
In Dallas County, we're reporting that most roads are passable this morning, but officials still asking, hey, just stay home, stay warm, stay safe as well.
Meanwhile, animals at the Fort Worth Zoo are getting some special help to keep warm during this cold snap. Avery Lander at the zoo says some of their animals have been interested in checking out the snow.
Our one-year-old lion cub, his name is Moja. This is his first time to experience snow. He tiptoed out there and he actually slipped around in his outdoor holding area and kind of bounced around for a little bit. But then he decided he had had enough.
Can you imagine? I'm sure he was like, what is happening?
Super cute.
Yeah, she says for animals from tropical climates, well, they just don't like this very much, and they need extra hay and bedding material to keep them warm.
I don't know. How do you explain to the tropical animals what snow is? How do you explain, like, what is this white stuff that's falling from the sky? They've got to be so confused, those animals. Like, what is happening?
They'll figure it out.
Do you think they think it's like the end of the world? Like, oh, my gosh, this is it. The world is ending today because the sky is falling. I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking
this. The animal
god
is coming for them?
Yes.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.